Hi everyone. I'm Mary, a special education teacher in China, and I spend my days with some incredible children on the autism spectrum. Today, let's chat about digital literacy, a term that might sound technical, but it's deeply personal to our classroom. When I first introduced tablets to my students, I thought it was just about apps and screens. But as I dove into discussions on digital technologies in education, I realized it's so much more. To me, digital literacy is a bridge that connects our autistic learners to a world that can feel overwhelming, while keeping them safe, engaged, and empowered. Let's start with equitable access. Many autistic children thrive with visual supports, adaptive apps, and interactive tools. Think iPads with communication boards or sensory regulation games. These aren't extras, they're lifelines. First, not all families have equal access to technology at home, and this digital divide can widen existing inequalities. As educator Chris Green notes, equitable access means ensuring every student, including those with autism, has tools that fit their unique needs. For example, a student with sensory sensitivities might need noise-canceling headphones to focus on a video, while another benefits from touchscreen math apps that make abstract concepts tangible. This isn't one size fits all. Digital literacy here starts with seeing technology as a scaffold, not a barrier. Then there's student privacy. Autistic children often share personal data through apps that track their progress or help them communicate. As media literacy expert Renee Hobbs warns, data collection must be ethical and transparent. In my classroom, I use platforms that anonymize student data and involve parents in every step. Once, a communication app accidentally shared a student's voice recording with others, a wake-up call. Now we triple-check privacy settings and teach even young students to recognize when their information is being shared. It's about building a digital environment where trust matters as much as the technology itself. Child safeguarding takes on new urgency in the digital world. Autistic learners may struggle with online boundaries, making them vulnerable to misinformation or distressing content. I remember a student who became fixated on a video that triggered their anxiety. We created a safe sites list and used parental controls, but the bigger lesson was teaching them to ask for help when something feels overwhelming. Digital literacy here is about fostering awareness, helping students recognize their limits and seek support, which ties into Green's idea of a growth mindset. It's not just about blocking risks, it's about building resilience. Now, digital citizenship. For autistic learners, understanding online etiquette can be tricky when they're still mastering face-to-face empathy. I've found that pairing visual guides with social stories works wonders. For instance, a story about kind comments versus hurtful comments with happy, sad face icons helped my student, Ming, understand the impact of his words on our class blog. Digital citizenship here isn't abstract, it's concrete, step-by-step guidance tailored to their literal thinking. So, how has this journey reshaped my view of digital literacy? It's no longer just about technical skills. It's about understanding the ethical, social, and educational heart of these tools. For my students, digital literacy is a key to autonomy. When a nonverbal child uses a communication app safely, or a child with anxiety learns to spot a distressing pop-up and ask for help, that's literacy in action. It empowers them to engage with the world on their own terms. Thanks for listening. If you have thoughts or questions, share them in the comments. Every child is unique, and the magic of the digital world might just lie in the extra care we take to meet them where they are. Until next time.